Urgent access to
It's TalkBack, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the guests or the callers, TalkBack is where Central Louisiana begins its conversation.
Ah, we're back here again, just like that. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Monday. It's TalkBack. I'm Al Quartermont, along with Sandra McQuain. Hope you all had a great weekend as we get ready for a work week. That should be pretty nice weather-wise. Looks like it's going to be maybe the prettiest week of the year so far.
Nice. Yes, I'm ready for a pretty week. Yesterday turned out to be gorgeous. I was expecting it to rain more, and even Saturday was a little cloudy, but we managed to get out and hit a few tennis balls around, so it was a nice weekend.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, Saturday, especially overnight, it rained like crazy, but then kind of came to a halt early morning hours, and then just cleared up. It became absolutely gorgeous. So hopefully more of that coming up this week, and it sounds like there will be. So that's pretty good stuff. Excited to have that. Excited to have you with us here on the show today as well. 442-8255 is our number here on TalkBack. Big shout out to the LSU women's gymnastics team as they score a national championship on Saturday, the first ever in the 50-year history of that program. So pretty darn cool.
Very cool. Yeah, and I didn't even think to watch the match, and I'm sorry I didn't in hindsight.
You know, I was looking for it. I couldn't find it. I didn't see it anywhere.
Was it on the broadcast? I didn't think, you know, I thought maybe SEC Network might have aired it, but I didn't even think about it. We've had not a busy weekend, but we were not in front of a TV most of the weekend. And but, you know, what a testament not only to that team, but DB Bro, the former coach who for decades fought tooth and nail to keep that program at LSU, many times when she thought they might try to shut her down. So even though it's not her team, she certainly was the mother of that program. And what a wonderful accomplishment, and for her and the current team.
Yeah, and Alexandria's own Annie Beard is a member of the team. She's a sophomore this year. So I'm sure she's excited, and her family's excited as well. LSU getting the win. Really what opened the door for them was Oklahoma losing on Friday. And so that kind of propelled LSU into a top position, a chance to win it all. And then they really came through with an outstanding performance. So just absolutely amazing, and congratulations. So if you take a little more over a calendar year, that's three national titles.
So what we were talking about, John and I were talking about that yesterday morning, how amazing that is, from basketball to baseball to gymnastics. Mm-hmm. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, which right now, of course, we know baseball is kind of struggling a little bit. But it's funny how I'm looking at some of the national headlines. The Fox News headline, Olivia Dunn's LSU gymnastics team wins NCAA title. I guess making it all
she didn't
her.
Play, and she didn't perform or participate. So I don't know if she injured. I don't know what the.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like I said, I didn't get a chance to watch it because I was looking, but I could not see it. So, but Ellis, yeah, Dunn didn't compete Saturday, but played a vital role during the season. I don't know if it says why she didn't, but anywho, so, but you know, you're all part of it, and that's exciting stuff. So, and her boyfriend, of course, Paul Skeens, won the national title in baseball. So it's a championship couple right there.
About as good definitely.
About as good as it gets. All right, everyone. 442-8255 is the number here on TalkBack. Anything you want to talk about here today? And a lot of topics I'm sure that we'll jump into as the weekend, or I should say as the morning goes on, as we recap some of the stories that took place over the weekend. The NBA playoffs are underway as well. All of the home teams pretty much winning in the first round so far. So going up 1-0. It's crazy because all of these series now are best of sevens to open up. And I was thinking about that. It used to be that this first round was like best of three.
That's my memory.
The second round was best of five. And then when you got to the conference finals, best of seven, and of course the championship, best of seven. But somewhere along the way, I guess they changed all of that. And what's crazy about that, I was thinking of it, if you are on a team that would happen to play all of your conference series, seven games, and then the championship seven games, that would be 28 games added on to the 82-game schedule that you already have. So that's more than a third of the season just in the postseason.
They're going to be playing until July 4th at this rate.
I know. It's awful. I know. So it's, obviously you know what it is. It's about making money. But I can see now why some of these players, they do what they call the load management, which is they'll skip games during the regular season. And a lot of the old timers hammer them for that. And, you know, I'm kind of in that camp as well. But
didn't the NBA then come back out with rules that you can't sit your starters for X amount of a game? There was like, they came back in and I thought they came in and made some rules because it was hurting ticket sales and other things if people thought LeBron or Curry was going to sit out a game.
I think they did. I vaguely remember hearing something like that. But, you know, even that, I really haven't watched the NBA a heck of a lot this year. I've tried to watch games at times, but here's what the league has become. Let's just chuck up three-pointers. You know, the seven-footers, I was watching the Bucks game yesterday with my son, and, you know, you've got Brook Lopez, who's a seven-footer, but he never plays down in the post. He's always out on the perimeter, and he'll shoot probably 8 or 10 three-pointers a game, maybe make 4 or 5 of them. But it's just a different game now, and I don't know that I really like it. So the Pelicans, by the way, lost last night. That was the late game, so I didn't get a chance to stay up and watch it. But lost by 2 in a series where, during the regular season, the Pelicans and the Thunder are the top seed. Each team won the road games. So actually, it was more of an advantage to be the road team. And the Pelicans played well, but they just couldn't quite get it done. And they're playing without Zion Williamson, one of their two best players, along with Brandon Ingram. So that's going to be tough for them. You know, he's out for a couple of weeks with a hamstring strain, because of course he is. He's always had issues with injuries. He's a great player, but he just cannot stay healthy. So that'll be a challenge for them to come back from. But, yeah, it's a different game now, and I just don't know that I enjoy watching it, really. So, anyway, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Hey, you were like the Pelicans game last night, because there was a lot of defense and not as much offense.
I noticed the score for the first quarter was like 19-18, so
yeah, it was, I didn't great. Know if that, it was... That's the kind of game. Yeah, it was. They had a lot of, it's really good defense. I wish all the games were like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of like the 140 to 120 something game. That's I like it when they slow it down and play defense, and kind of like the, like baseball, I like a good 3-2 game.
Okay, yeah.
But, right.
I mean, the NBA obviously has changed quite a bit from where it was 20 years ago. And
yeah.
I miss the days where you kind of had the rugged inside play, and I don't know. It's become a soft league to me, because you know, you'll see typically teams are shooting 30 or 40 three-point shots, and they just don't see a lot of pick and roll and give and go and screening. Well, screening just to get open three-pointers, but players really driving the lane and doing those sorts of things.
Yeah, man, it was good last night. The defense, it was a heavy defense game.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of unusual in the NBA now. It seems like most of them are high scoring. I don't know the last time what the stat is for what's the lowest scoring game compared to last night.
Yeah, I don't know.
For playoffs.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you could Google it and find it.
Yeah, you can do like Meta and go on and try to look on it on AI. Have y'all tried that yet with Facebook?
I've heard that they've added an AI feature to Meta.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. I guess I'll get used to it, but it's like you go on the search portion where you have the magnifying glass.
Right, right.
You're trying to find something, the AI comes up. But if you go ahead and just type it anyway, it'll go ahead and show up. But it's kind of annoying at first.
Yeah.
No way to remove it.
I think it's only on the app, though, because it's not on the desktop.
Oh, okay.
So, but I did notice that when I was using the app the other day. I'm like, what is this? So it is here. AI is here. Better get used to it. So
yeah, we'll be talking to an AI Al and Sandra one day.
Hey, if I can sleep in, I'm for it.
Just license. That's exactly right.
As long as they'll still pay me, that's okay with me.
Yeah. All right.
All right, man.
Have a good day.
Have a good one. We'll take a break.
KSYL.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Express plans to close around 95 of its more than 500 stores after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The retailer intends to sell operations in most of its stores to a group that includes WHP Global, which owns other brands including Toys R Us and Anne Klein. And WHP already holds a 60% stake in Express. TikTok is bracing for a new U.S. law that would force its Chinese parent to sell the popular social media platform or be banned. Over the weekend, the House fast-tracked legislation requiring ByteDance to divest its ownership stake. The Senate is expected to vote on the bill this week, and President Joe Biden has said he'll sign it. The legislation gives ByteDance almost a year to divest itself of the social media platform. Stocks are rebounding after last week's sell-off as focus for the time being shifts from Middle East tensions to earnings and economic updates. Futures point to a higher Wall Street open. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
Want Amazon, Spotify, and Netflix all in one place, all for free? Not possible, you say. When is the last time you checked out the Rapid Parish Library? At RPL, you get access to 2 million print books, 65,000 ebooks, and audiobooks for free. You get thousands of movies and TV shows for free. 8 million songs for streaming for free. Why pay for what you can get for free at the Rapides Parish Library? Get details at rpl.org or your local RPL branch.
Your heart will beat more than 2.5 billion times in a lifetime. Each of those heartbeats deserve the region's most advanced cardiac care. Rapides Regional Medical Center was the first in the region to offer state-of-the-art procedures such as TAVR and micropacemakers. And we have the area's only hybrid operating room for advanced cardiac surgery with an interventional approach. When it comes to second chances of the heart, we should be your first choice. Rapides Regional Medical Center. Heart care on a higher level.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. The best of TalkBack is back Saturday mornings 8 to 10 right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back, everyone, here on this Monday. And a friend of mine sent me a note of looking at all of the LSU national championships in recent years. Started with football in 2019, arguably the greatest single-season football performance ever. 2021, men's outdoor track and field. 2022, the LSU dance team. Okay, are we counting that? 2023, LSU women's basketball. 2023, LSU men's baseball. 2024, the LSU dance team. And 2024 LSU women's gymnastics. So, is dance team a sport? Am I going to get clobbered for even asking that question?
Yes, it's a sport, and yes, you're going to get clobbered for asking the question. Yes, those women are extremely well trained and athletic.
Okay, all right.
And at that level, at the collegiate level, it's really.
But that's not really sanctioned by the NCAA, right?
I believe as part of Title IX, it may be that they get to count. You know, because they have to have an equal balance of men and women's sports, and I think that counts, but I don't know that for fact.
Okay, well, see, I learned something this morning.
What, dance is a sport?
Yes.
All right. When Stephanie gets home, I'm going to bring her up here and let her have the conversation with you.
Oh, okay. I'm in trouble.
You are. I mean, that child, oh my gosh, you're talking about abs of steel and just... fitness.
Okay. Now, I'm not, you know, saying they're not athletic. I just didn't know that was an actually recognized NCAA sport, quote unquote.
Now, I don't know if the championship is NCAA sanctioned, but I think they count as athletes under Title IX. But again, somebody may know better than we do that wants to call in.
So that means soon we'll be seeing dudes in the dance competition.
I think they're already on the team, aren't they?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about this sport. So,
yeah, we don't do that type of dance.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, changing topics a little
quickly.
Bit. Yeah. Saturday was the memorial service for our good friend Becky Weingart down at First Baptist LeCount. And really want to thank the church down there. They did a great job putting together a very nice service for her. It started at 10. I was making the drive from up in Grand Parish. So I walked in and it just started and they were playing a video of her, just kind of a final message that she left for everyone. I was trying to get a copy of it, but wasn't able to play for y'all. But I'll see if I can still get that. But really nice tributes, first of all, from Gary Musgrove, who is a member of that church and really did a lot with her and her remaining weeks. And she shared with him a lot of her life story, which none of us really knew. So he was able to share that as part of her testimony as well. Like, I didn't realize that she and Mr. Jesse hadn't actually gotten married till right before he died. So that was one of the things that they talked about. And then the way she even came to faith was she happened to get a flyer in her mailbox from First Baptist LeCount talking about a summer Bible school kind of thing that they were doing. Anyway, she left a message on the church answering machine. Would you be willing to come and give an old lady a ride to attend church? And then the rest is kind of history. And he talked about how the fact that she was not a Christian, but one day just happened to hear on the radio, of all things, a message, a sermon from John MacArthur. And it convicted her. And she didn't listen for like another week because she was so convicted. But then when she heard a second message from him, that's the point where she really understood that she needed to repent of what she was before, which she termed herself as a reprobate, and then coming to faith in Christ. And the rest is kind of history, as she was on fire for the Lord the rest of her life. And then Dave Dagerpont came up there, UPS Dave, and did an amazing tribute to her, just from like a friend standpoint. And so not a dry eye, I wouldn't say, after he talked. So just a great, great event. And there were some of our listeners who even came and attended and said hello. So we appreciate that you all came to that. It was really a great way to honor her, her life, and her legacy, and very inspiring, I would say, too.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it really was. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
There he is.
had to call in for Miss Becky. But I thought what it was also was a tremendous display of the way life works when we live it God's way. You know, she was provided for by that church, and Brother Gary and his wife Celestina, they went above and beyond because it's my understanding that they're no longer members of that church. They go to Kingsville now, but they continued because they had met her there and established that relationship. They looked out for her when her family, you know, the nearest family she had was in Pennsylvania, and most of them had passed away. And I marveled at that. You know, there's a lot of suffering that goes on in the world, but when we follow the pattern that is so simple, it's not easy, but it's simple in its construction, then we are provided for, and such good comes from it. Because not one of those people said, man, I sure am sorry I wasted my gas going to pick her up. You know, they all had stories of how their lives were blessed because they reached out to just give a little old lady a ride to church, or you know, I'm still thinking about it. I'm still marveling at it. And I didn't know any of those people except Gary and Celestina. I got to meet some good people around Miss Becky near the end there, and you know, I never knew any of those people existed, but yet there they were. And when the need was there, the people were provided, and it just makes me marvel. And you know, I guess it's because I'm old now. When I was young, maybe it was, I don't know. But I just wish people would just read the Bible. I don't care if you really believe or not. Take a chapter of Proverbs. There's 31 chapters. Read one chapter a day for the corresponding day of the month. If you miss a day, don't worry about it. You get it next month. And just see what happens. Mm. You know, don't even try. Just read the Bible. And you know, like you said, she stumbled on one sermon, and from her own testimony, it made her feel bad about her sin. And then the next sermon made her see that there is hope. And then the Lord transformed her life. And look, I don't know very many people that live a higher quality life than Miss Becky did. I only knew her through your radio station and through the voicemail she would send me on my phone until the end. But you could just hear happiness and joy in her voice.
Yes.
And then later to find out what suffering she had gone through, you didn't hear any of that in her voice. No. When she would call in on the radio, I didn't detect any of that. I just heard joy and peace and a love for people that I'm getting goosebumps just telling you. I mean, that little woman was something. And, you know, God's power was made perfect in her weakness, and we just all need to honor him for that. But anyway, thanks for letting me speak my piece. Yeah. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, brother.
And you too.
Thanks for lunch. Dave and I went to Lee's afterward, and he picked up the check, so I appreciate that. That little cherry pie down there.
Good. Nice. Yeah. Oh, that sounds wonderful. Now, the whole time he's speaking, I just keep thinking of the hymn, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all I keep, you know, you think about all those verses, and it just... Yeah. You know, so eloquently would talk about the story the two of you have just shared.
Yeah, he even played a couple of his voice messages that he had gotten from her. So, and I was like, oh, because I know I have a bunch of them. I need to go back and check as well. So, but I, you know, still have all of her text messages. And, you know, she would always call and say, check out this website or listen to this podcast or hear this sermon. And she was always trying to share with you things that she benefited from and wanted you to do that as well. So, and one last major benefit, getting to hear about her life story. So we'll take a break.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Hope can strengthen. Hope can encourage. Hope can empower. Together, we can educate, encourage, empower. Be the change.
Change a child's tomorrow and volunteer as a CASA today. Be the change for children in foster care and help change despair into hope. Volunteer trainings are going on now and will continue throughout the year. Find out more and apply today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678. Don't wait to choose to be the safe adult and constant support in a child's life. This project was supported by subgrant number 7137, awarded by the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement through the Office of Victims of Crime, Office of Justice Programs. Start making a difference today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678.
Dentures. Can't live with them, and you definitely can't live without them. But what if I told you there's a better way? Today's Dental in Pineville is here to revolutionize your smile. Say goodbye to old-fashioned adhesives and endless appointments. They've made getting implants incredibly simple, low anxiety, and affordable for everyone. Picture this. In-office IV sedation administered by a highly skilled certified nurse and anesthetist, making the procedure low anxiety and stress-free. And the best part? Their multiple finance options make implants truly affordable. Don't wait. If you're ready to replace those old-timey dentures with permanent implants, call Today's Dental on Highway 28 East in Pineville at 448-4540. It's a general dental facility owned by Dr. Jonas Goche. That's 448-4540. Your perfect smile is just a call away. Today's Dental, because you deserve the best.
Hi, I'm Miss Louisiana Mackenzie Scroggs on behalf of the Louisiana Propane Dealers. Did you know Louisiana is one of the world's largest producers of clean, affordable propane gas? And did you know that propane is used for heating homes, hot water, cooking, and cleaning clothes? And did you know that hundreds of school buses and light-duty trucks are powered by propane? And if you didn't know, now you do. Propane is energy for everyone, and it's a fuel for our future. To find out more, visit LouisianaPropane.com.
Talkback is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW.
Now, let's get back to Talk Back on KSYO, 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
All right, we're back on Talk Back on your Monday morning. Al Quartermont, Sandra McQuain. The Louisiana legislative session continues down in Baton Rouge, and a lot has been getting done so far. More to do. Joining us on the phone from down at the Capitol is the House District 30 State Representative from Leesville and DeRidder, Chuck Owen. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, good morning, Al. Thank you all for having me on this morning. It's nice to hear y'all's voices.
Yes, sir. We haven't caught up with you in a while, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to check on Chuck and see what he's up to. So you've got a meeting coming up at 8 o'clock. What's kind of on the agenda this week for the House?
It's my understanding this week that we'll be talking about money bills, the appropriations, which is basically the budget for the state, what the state will spend in each department, everything from higher ed to K-12 to transportation to the veterans departments, tourism, everything. That's what we call House Bill 1. And it's called the appropriations bill, and that's kind of the meat and potatoes of where and how government is funded. And this time, I was fortunate enough to be appointed to the appropriations committee. Hmm. Last time, they didn't even tell me when the meetings were, but I'm not bitter.
and that went well last year, of course.
Yes.
He said sarcastically.
But it's nice to be on appropriations. Chairman Jack McFarland from Winfield is the chairman. And he does a fantastic job, and his vice chair is Jason Hughes from New Orleans, a Democrat, a very, very measured, thoughtful guy. One of the people I really admire in the House. Oftentimes we're on the opposite sides of issues, but Jason is one of those men, one of those legislators who can stand up and can explain his position passionately and respectfully in a non-insulting way. But he's also one of these people that when he believes in something, he will elevate. And there was a bill a few weeks ago I'll tell you all about. We were talking about these education savings accounts.
Mm-hmm.
That has a lot of my friends and, the communities concerned in the public school arena. Jason comes from New Orleans, and there's a lot of struggles with public schools down there. And Jason was one of the few Democrats that came with the Republicans on that bill. And he literally got in on the House floor and started talking about learning loss and reading loss and how we're moving kids from grade to grade and cannot read. And he said, we cannot keep doing the same thing over and over again. And his powerful voice elevated that day.
Wow.
His words were, I will be damned if I'm going to stand by and watch nothing happen.
Wow.
And it was a breathtaking moment. I'll share the video with you guys. So anyway, that's what's going on. We got the appropriations bill. We have the capital outlay bill that we'll be talking about in the House this week, which is basically the state construction budget, where roads and bridges are funded and hospitals and water systems and then other things. Those are the ones that I'll tell y'all as a legislator, the ones that I zero in on. I don't really entertain things that aren't public works inside of inside of capital outlay. Other legislators do, but I don't. So,
what are some of the steps you guys are taking to ensure we don't have the mess that we had at the end of the session last year, where the budget was just, nobody was really given a chance to go through it very much, and then afterward you find out there were all these pork things that were put in there, and a lot of strong arming for people to break that spending cap. With the way things are this year, how do you think it'll be different?
I have every confidence that Speaker DeVilliers will not permit that to happen. We have a completely new leadership team on the House side. Philip DeVilliers is our Speaker. He is an even-tempered, hard-working, and non-treacherous gentleman, which are the things you really need in a leader. And Philip has us working very hard. I cannot speak for what's going on in the Senate. They have a different battle rhythm than we do. I hope that they get through their work quickly and get it back to us. Because what happens oftentimes is the Senate takes their time and they change things significantly and they don't give it to us in time to fix it.
Gotcha.
And last year, that's mostly what happened, but the Speaker could have done something about it last year. The Speaker last year could have said, that's fine. We'll go into a special session and take our time and do it. I don't have any any nightmare scenario at all where Philip Devilliers would allow us to be jammed up again. So that's what's happening. We're going through things very quickly. We have about 1,000 pieces of legislation that have originated in the House.
Wow.
1,000. The Senate's got, I think, 400 or 500. So there's a lot of instruments. There's a lot of changes to law that are being considered. And that's why we're down here a lot. I oftentimes feel bad about not being at home, but I really don't have time to be at home right now because we're literally going through these laws and trying to make sure the right things get through and try to prevent the wrong things from getting through and try to repealing bad things that have gotten through before.
For sure. We're talking with Chuck Owen for House District 30, talking about the current legislative session. Where is the state as far as the finances go? Because I know we had a lot of one-time money that was used last year. Is there still some of that money? And I know kind of hanging over everything eventually is going to be this issue of renewing the sales tax.
There, all those things are true. We did have a lot of one-time money last year. Some of it was spent well. Some of it was thrown away by the people I was just talking about. They threw a lot of money away they shouldn't have, but that cow's out of the gate now. Mm. We are not in a budget deficit or problem this year. We have a little bit of extra money to spend that we will be spending wisely and judiciously on state priorities, roads, bridges, hospitals, water projects, those types of things, hopefully. But we are looking at a potential budget deficit next year at the same time that this half cent, what they call 0.45% of a sales tax rolls off. And so those negotiations are underway, and they're kind of underway with the backdrop of the new Constitution that is under consideration, because all of these things are together. Al and Sandra, we have a decrepit and old Constitution. It's basically, it's a 72 Dart that has been rebuilt about four times. And it is decrepit. And so the discussion is underway about what do we need to do to change our Constitution? Because our Constitution restrains the way we can manage money. It restrains the way that we can manage each year's budget. Once something goes into the budget by Constitution, it stays there. And that's just absolutely unrealistic. Mm-hmm. That when you have to make decisions, you have to make decisions. But under the Constitution right now, if you have to make a budget alteration, you have to spend less. The only places you can cut are higher education and hospitals. And so that needs to be changed. Also, and I would ask anyone who's listening today, do you know anybody who's happy about voting on constitutional amendments every November?
No.
Sandra, do you like those?
No, sir. No, not at all. So do you think the time frame set forth by the governor to make these changes to the Constitution and get it on the ballot for the fall is realistic given how long it took last time?
I think it is realistic. It is not necessarily how I would have done it, but I'm not the governor, nor am I in any significant leadership positions. For whatever reason, they're trying to get all this done within the same time frame of the regular legislation. Now, 50 years ago, you know, we were basically in a completely analog situation, and we had a belief 50 years ago that the way the Constitution had to be done was to have an election and to do those things. And I guess the legal teams have decided we can do it the way that it's been proposed. I've not heard any opposition to that. Now, I would like about another month to do it. I think what we're trying to do now is fast, but I think it is a compromise that apparently is being discussed between the various entities about how quickly we can do this. Because look, if we wait another year, then we've got another year of mess under our belt, and then we have all of these things that will be coming at us next year at the same time. And this is a step to try to change those things. So, you know, I am fortunate. I'll be very frank with y'all. I have great confidence in the governor and the people he has surrounded himself. I have extreme confidence in the members of the House of Representatives that are the point people on this. That they are smart people. Some of them are business people, or they're money people, they're numbers people. And you know, everything we do, we'll do in the light of day, and you know, try to change the direction of our state.
Chuck Owen, our guest here on Talk Back. one piece of legislation I wanted to ask you about, I know it's been making a lot of headlines. It's actually in the Senate. That's Heather Cloud's bill that would make a big change to public records access. From kind of the what I gather talking to most people, not really understanding what this is or what the purpose of this is, can you shed any light on that?
Well, I'm going to beg off and tell you it hasn't got to the House yet.
Okay.
What I will tell you is I believe in more transparency. I do not believe in any secrets in government, especially in state government. I know at the federal level and very rarely at the state level are there reasons for privacy or guarding of those records. Very rare circumstances. So that is the direction I lean. I am a transparency and every card on the table guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I will be looking at that when Senator Cloud's bill gets there. I will say this. Senator Cloud is a superb legislator, and she is a person with a good heart, and she's very smart. I'm sure there's a good reason this is being done, and I know she's working trying to work the kinks out. Look, we have a great delegation in Central Louisiana. I was mentioning Philip DeVilliers the other day. I really hope the people back home understand what a great job Pro Tem Mike Johnson is doing down here. And I say that hoping he's not listening so he doesn't think I'm trying to butter him up. Mike is the right guy at the right time for this. He keeps his eyes on Central Louisiana, but he's got a lot of things to help the speaker organize as the pro tem, and he does. And that's the reason our trains are running on time so well, is because of Mike's organizational leadership skills. So, yeah.
That's good to hear. Well, Chuck, I know you got a meeting coming up 8 o'clock, and we have a break coming up as well. So thanks for checking in with us. Anytime you want to call in over the next few weeks as the session continues, you know, we're always open to a phone call.
Well, thank y'all so much for having me. Hope y'all have a good day. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
You too.
That's Chuck Owen, Louisiana's state representative for District 30, Leesville and DeRidder areas. And we'll take a break.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Each year, 60,000 Americans are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, yet many don't know where to turn for information to help manage their new normal. A new campaign from the Parkinson's Foundation wants to change that. Parkinson's Foundation President and CEO John Lair.
For some, a Parkinson's diagnosis comes as a relief, an explanation for previously unexplained symptoms. Others may be stunned, struggling with what the future may look like. As you begin processing your emotions, it's important to know you are not alone. The Parkinson's Foundation created the program, Newly Diagnosed, Building a Better Life with Parkinson's, to get important information into the hands of people with Parkinson's. The foundation offers many resources, including a free kit with information to help you get started on your Parkinson's journey.
The Parkinson's Foundation is working hard to close the gap between a Parkinson's diagnosis and the essential resources that can inspire and support people new to the disease. If you or a loved one has Parkinson's, please visit Parkinson.org for more information. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
Are you ready to experience automotive luxury? Look no further than Walker Mercedes-Benz and BMW. From the Mercedes-Benz C-Class to the luxurious GLS SUV, indulge in comfort and sophistication. Or unleash the thrill of the road with BMW, renowned for its beauty and performance. Whether it's the 3 Series or the X5, every BMW embodies the ultimate driving experience. Visit Walker on Coliseum Boulevard or browse online at walkerautomotive.com for your dream car experience.
Hello, everyone. From America's number one travel radio show, I'm Mary Carey, coming to you from aboard the Seabourn Venture. And this is your RM World Travel Minute. It's been a terrific 2 weeks as we just wrapped two back-to-back Let's Go America tours, one in London on April 13th, and our latest from the Isle of Man this past Saturday, April 20th. If you missed any of these destination-driven shows and the many adventures we discussed during those live broadcasts, well, you can now find the archived audio on our website at rmworldtravel.com. You'll also see lots of fun photos, reels, and a lot more on our Facebook Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X social channels at RM World Travel. This Saturday, we're going to broadcast live again from this luxury expedition ship for our third Let's Go America tour in a row. We'll be in the United Kingdom as well, but in Kirkwall, Scotland, which is north of the mainland. But before we get to Kirkwall, I'm looking forward to all the Scottish Isles we'll visit this week. Lots of wildlife and laid-back living. We look forward to sharing more with you Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern. Just tune in via this station or the live stream on our website at rmworldtravel.com. Happy travels, everyone.
Talkback is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. The best of Talkback is back Saturday mornings 8 to 10 right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
All right, we are back here on Talkback as we wrap up hour number one of the show. Much more to come up in hour number two for you as we'll continue to keep the lines open and get to some of the news that occurred over the weekend. Let's take a quick call. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Good morning, Al. Good morning, Sandra. Jimmy Sawtell with CLTCC here. How y'all doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Thank y'all for that segment with Representative Owen, who also holds a doctorate and teaches here in Central Louisiana. Wonderful segment catching everybody up. We're actually on our way to the Capitol today, as today is Community College Day at the Capitol, and CLTCC will be there celebrating our new line worker program, which we featured on your show, and welding. And then there's going to be a 25th anniversary celebration for LCTCS this evening. So a lot going on. But I also want to say to y'all, thank y'all for honoring our dear friend, Becky. I was blessed to be at her memorial service, and UPS Dave did a wonderful job. I'm going to tell you, I will be blessed to get 1/8 of that when my time comes. And like y'all said, you can argue with a lot of things in life, but it changed life, and one devoted to the Lord in such a sincere and loving way is not one of them.
Well said.
Well said.
And it was good seeing you there Saturday.
Good to see y'all, too. Y'all keep up the great work.
All right. Drive safe. Appreciate you, Jimmy.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Hour number one is done. Hour number two coming up, so stick with us.
You've been listening to Talk Back. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers, and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria. It's 8 o'clock.